I think he's a very good quarterback, and you know, at times, you know, some people are going to say you're struggling, they're going to say this and that, but you know, we know he's a good quarterback, and you know, it's the biggest game of the year for both teams, you know, so he'll come ready to play.
Is he the biggest one? It seems like he throws the ball down the field more than most teams.
Yeah, he lets it go. I mean, there's some other guys like Ben Roethlisberger has a huge arm, but I think he has a lot of confidence in throwing to those guys, so you see him throw at least, you know, 8 to 10 sometimes. Times just down the field and giving this guy a shot, and he really puts it out there.
You keep saying late in games you have to be a little more mindful, maybe change your defense against the Ravens in a way that you might not have to against other teams because their kicker is so good. What changes do you have to make because maybe they don't have to get as far down the field to tie or win a game?
You just got to know you don't want to put in that situation. You know, when you got a good kicker that you're playing against defensively, you can try to pick a yard line and you know, decide that, but I think the key is you got to keep him out of field goal range because you know if he line up, you have to try to block it because, you know, I think he's made, I think it's like 30 or something straight field goal. So for us to line up and think that he's probably going to miss it, that's just false. So at the end of the game, yeah, if someone has to step up, make a play, you know, get a turnover, not allow him to get in field goal range, or, you know, if we leave the game in his hands, it's going to be a good chance that he wins it or ties it or anything. Same thing we feel about Steve when we're on offense.
How's the dynamic of their wide receiver core changed this year as opposed to last when they had Bolden?
They're still pretty good. I mean, you got two vertical threats, you know, with Jacoby and dang, just draw a blank. And Torrey, yeah. So, I mean, I think Marlon Brown's done a really good job inside. So, he's not Anquan Boldin, but he's a young guy that's been very productive. And I think the biggest thing for them is they had to be fully confident with Pitta being back. He's a good player for them. He's played well against us in the past. And, you know, you put him in there on third down and you put two deep guys and a good slot receiver, you have a full court, full group of guys. So, I think for us, that's another challenge. We've played good receiving corps throughout the year with good tight ends, good outside receivers, good inside receivers. So I think our work's cut out for us. But if you like football, this is what you like. You know, end of the year, week 15, you got to step up and play a big game.
In what way does their offense change with Dennis out there?
I just think he's more of a target. You know, I think those other guys did a good job with Ed Dixon and Dallas Clark. They filled in and they did a really good job. But something you can't take away from is chemistry with a quarterback and a receiver. And I think Flacco and Pitta, they have that. So when he's out there, you know, I think he's targeted more. And I know Flacco probably feels like if I throw this guy the ball, it's a good chance he's going to come down with it.
Devin, obviously a lot of big football games coming up, but it's also the holiday season. Do you have a favorite gift you've ever given or received?
A win is probably the best gift I've received around this time. But given, I don't know, probably every year my mom give her a nice little gift. So I can't tell you right now. This is my heir, and she'll know what I got her.